Homily on Luke 26. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Our God also is a consuming fire. God is therefore called by two names, spirit and fire, spirit to the just, fire to sinners. But angels too are called spirits and fire, for it says, "He who makes his angels spirits and his ministers, a burning fire." To the saints, angels are spirits, but to those who deserve punishments, they administer fire and burning. In keeping with this sense, our Lord and Savior too, since he is spirit, came to send fire upon the earth. He is spirit according to what is written. But when you turn to the Lord, the veil will be taken away, and the Lord is spirit. But he came to send fire, not upon heaven, but upon the earth, as he himself shows, saying, "I came to send fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled." For if you turn to the Lord, who is spirit, Christ will be spirit to you, and not came to send fire upon heaven. But if you do not turn to him, but hold on to earth and its fruits, he came to send fire upon your earth. Something similar to this is also written of God. "A fire is kindled from my fury, not up to heaven, but down even to the depths of hell, and it will devour, not heaven, but the earth and its produce." Why have I recalled these things? Because the baptism with which Jesus baptizes is in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Of the things I have just spoken, the earlier explanation has not escaped my notice, but I want to bring forward something new as well. If you are holy, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If you are a sinner, you will be plunged into fire. And one and the same baptism will be turned into condemnation and fire for the unworthy and for sinners. While for those who are holy and turn to the Lord with their whole faith, the grace and salvation of the Holy Spirit are to be granted. He then who is said to baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire has a winnowing fan in his hand, and he will clean his thrashing floor and will gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. I want to find the reason why our Lord has a winnowing fan, and by the blowing of what wind the light chaff is carried this way and that, while the heavy wheat is brought together into one place, for wheat and chaff cannot be separated without wind. I judge that trials are to be understood as the wind, which show, out of the mingled heap of believers, that some are chaff and others wheat. For when your soul has been overcome by some trial, it is not the trial that turns you into chaff, but since you were already chaff, that is, light and unbelieving, the trial reveals what you were hiding. On the other hand, when you bear trials bravely, the trial does not make you faithful. Trial and the patient man, but it brings into the open the virtue of patience and fortitude that was in you, though hidden. "For do you suppose," says the Lord, "that I spoke to you for any other reason than that you might appear righteous? And elsewhere, I afflicted you and brought you into want, so that what was in your heart might be made manifest." In this same way also. Storm does not let a building stand on sand, but if you wish to build, build on the rock. For when the storm has arisen, it will not overturn what is founded upon the rock. Whereas what is unsteady, built upon sand, at once proves that it was not well founded. Therefore, before the storm arises, before the blasts of the winds rise up, before the rivers swell, while still everything is quiet, let us turn all our effort toward the foundations of our building. Let us build our house with the varied, firm stones of God's precepts, so that, when persecution rages fiercely and a savage whirlwind rises up against Christians, we may show that we have our building founded upon the rock, Christ Jesus. But if anyone, far be it from us, should deny him, let that person know that it was not at the moment when he appeared to have denied that he denied Christ, but that he had already long possessed the seeds and roots of denial, and it was only then recognized what he had, and it was brought out into the open. Let us pray, then, to the Lord that we may be a firm building which no storm can overturn, founded upon the rock, our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is glory and dominion for ages of ages. Amen.